Hello everyone, it's The Hot Breakfast, Sam Coward, Nerissa Pace, and if you're watching The Wrong Girl, you will not want to miss tonight's episode on Channel 10.
We're joined right now with one of the stars from the show, Madeline West, who's got a very interesting storyline opening tonight. How are you, Maddie?
I'm very well. Thanks so much for having me on the show, guys.
No dramas at all. So this is big, like especially with the current climate with the marriage plebiscite and equal rights and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
So tell us, what does your character Erica do on live TV tonight? Well, on live TV, on TV.
My gorgeous character, for anyone who has not yet, foolishly has not yet tuned into The Wrong Girl, is the co-host of Breakfast, The Breakfast Bar, which is a breakfast television show with the gorgeous Craig McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And on air, prompted by a discussion, a heated discussion she has with her co-host along the lines of the rights of same-sex people to people in same-sex relationships to have children, she reveals that she is in fact in a same-sex relationship with a loving, long-term relationship with another woman. And that, you know, she anticipates parenthood with much joy, but understands there's many hurdles to overcome. And it's just, look, it was never written or developed with the intention of standing on a soapbox or pushing anyone's political agenda.
Mm.
It was just a fact of life. This is this person's life. And for me, the greater repercussion or the greatest, you know, seismic shockwave to be felt around the nation in response to this storyline is not so much that, yes, she is in fact a gay woman, more so that this woman, for all of her intelligence and integrity, her humour, her wit, everything she has to offer, still has to lurk behind a stereotype.
Yeah.
And that people are still shocked that someone who looks like her and sounds like her and lives the life that she lives could possibly be gay. That, for me, is the greatest disappointment, that in this age where, I mean, we all know it's very topical at the moment, but in the eyes of Australian law, people in same-sex relationships still cannot sanctify their union and legalise their communion, their commitment to each other and to the person that they love. And that, for me, that's a really sad indictment on where we are as a nation that prides itself on being equal opportunity and being so advanced that we still, in that sense, are very much in the dark ages.
Yeah, very well said,
and
Madeline.
Yeah.
There's nothing else we can add to that. So,
tonight
on Channel 10, it's going to be a cracking good episode. But speaking of children, you yourself have six kids. How do you find time to do all the acting? I mean, you obviously had a string of acting credits under your belt, but six kids, Madeline.
Oh, it's a bit of a juggle. I just tend to lock them in the bathroom because I figure that's the one room in the house that they can do the least damage. No, look, it's all about balance. It's about being you learn you have to say no to more things that you say yes to, because at all times it has to be about them. That's the reality.
Mm.
But for me, being a mother has made me a better actor, and I like to think a better person. It's made me more empathetic, more understanding, and now I understand the power of kindness and the power of respect. And that really has been the greatest gift of motherhood. And it's about being organised. You have to be extremely organised and plan. I've become a great list writer. Every single morning I give myself 15 minutes of quiet time to write my lists, what I've got to do today, the shopping I've got to do, big long-term goals, short-term goals, you know, what my plans are for the next week, what the commitments the children have.
Yeah.
And that sort of sets me on the right course.
You're,
if I've got
all
that
over
in front
it
of me, I can't go wrong.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of, Madeline West, it's quite a, the West, it's quite a famous sort of a name. So we thought we'd just quickly test out some other Wests. Can you identify these Wests?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Who's that, Madeline?
Kanye.
Yeah,
yes.
Well done, Kanye West. And this one?
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good.
Oh, mate.
But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Yeah, very good, mate.
Woman after my own heart.
Absolutely. And this one, what about this one?
You give the most beautiful smile.
I love you.
Kiss me, what?
Kiss me, wife.
Kiss me, wife. Do you remember that scene?
No idea. I wanted to say it's that Adam West from Batman, but
was,
I don't think he had quite that vernacular.
It was actually you, Madeline West, in that last scene of Neighbours with Toadie.
Look,
in the car.
It's a bad connection. That's what I'm blaming.
Oh.
It's just the memory loss, the amnesia.
Is there any
13 years that I've completely forgotten about?
Is there any truth to the rumours that you'll be making a return to Neighbours, Madeline?
Most certainly is. I'm popping out to Nunawading today to put down some scenes, but
yes,
I am having an absolute ball.
That's
awesome.
Madeline West, catch you tonight on Channel 10 on The Wrong Girl. You're a legend. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, guys. I hope you enjoy the show.